Ever feel like you're surrounded by people, but still utterly alone? You know that feeling when everyone seems to have their own little world, and you're just standing on the outside looking in? It's a pretty common experience, especially in our hyper-connected, yet often isolating world. But guess what? Today, we're tackling this head-on. On the Stoic Mind Gym, I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and I'm here to equip you with the mental tools to navigate these feelings of loneliness and isolation, turning them into stepping stones towards genuine connection and inner peace. Let's face it, feeling lonely isn't a sign of weakness, it's a signal that something needs attention. It's like your body sending a red flag saying, hey, I need some nourishment, some human connection. And just like any other challenge, there are ways to overcome it. So, buckle up because we're about to break down 5 key takeaways that can help you manage loneliness and isolation, turning this feeling from a burden into a catalyst for growth. Firstly, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Ever scroll through social media and feel like everyone else's life is a highlight reel? Newsflash. It's rarely the whole picture. We often get caught up comparing our behind the scenes to everyone else's curated moment, which can leave us feeling inadequate and isolated. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, big and small, and remember that everyone's path is unique. Secondly, reach out, even when it feels hard. I get it, putting yourself out there can be daunting, especially when you're feeling down. But the truth is, human connection is our lifeline. It's what makes us feel seen, heard, and valued. So, whether it's a phone call to a friend, joining a club that aligns with your interests, or simply striking up a conversation with a stranger, take that first step. You never know who might be feeling the same way you're and longing for connection. Thirdly, cultivate meaningful relationships. It's not just about the quantity of connections, it's about the quality. Surround yourself with people who uplift you and inspire you and challenge you to grow. Nurture these bonds through honest conversations, shared experiences, and genuine support. Remember, true connection runs deeper than surface-level interactions. Next, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remember that it's okay to not be okay. Loneliness is a human experience, and there's no shame in feeling vulnerable. Finally, find joy in solitude. While connection is vital, embracing alone time can be incredibly empowering. Use this space for reflection, creativity, or simply indulging in activities that bring you peace. Remember, solitude isn't about isolation. It's about creating a sanctuary where you can recharge and connect with your inner self. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional who's been feeling increasingly isolated lately. She moved to a new city for work, and while she's surrounded by people, she hasn't yet found her tribe. She spends her evenings scrolling through social media, comparing her life to others, which only amplifies her feelings of loneliness. Sound familiar? Sarah decides to implement some of the strategies we discussed today. She reaches out to a former colleague who lives in the city and suggests grabbing coffee. She joins a book club centered around her favorite genre, knowing she'll meet like-minded individuals. She also starts practicing mindfulness meditation, finding solace in moments of quiet reflection. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel a shift. She realizes that genuine connection isn't about seeking validation from others, it's about building meaningful relationships based on shared interests and mutual respect. So, here's the takeaway. Loneliness is a universal human experience, but it doesn't have to define you. By consciously choosing to cultivate genuine connections, practice self-compassion, and embrace moments of solitude, you can turn this feeling from a burden into a catalyst for growth. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Keep striving, keep connecting, and remember every small step counts. Until next time, stay strong, stay connected, and keep that Stoic Mind Gym firing on all cylinders.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.